Well, it's 4 o'clock, so I think we can get started. Call the order for the Budget and Finance Commission meeting for September 19th, and we'll start it off at 4 o'clock. Melissa, could you go ahead and do roll call, please?
Commissioner Fortunato?
Here.
Commissioner LeMay?
Here.
Vice Chair Laird? Commissioner Carr?
Here.
Chair Mason?
Here. Okay, we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, we're back from their summer break here and ready to get started. Did we have any call to the audience? Okay, we'll pass on the call to the audience and we'll go right to the staff liaison report. Mr. Gephardt.
Welcome back, commissioners. Hope you enjoyed your summer break. Just a few items for you this afternoon. First, the auditors will be here. They're scheduled to come the first week of October, so we have been busy with year-end and in preparation for their arrival, making sure that we're as ready as we possibly can be to ensure an efficient audit process this year. So we're looking forward to them getting in, and we're also looking forward to them getting out. And then we can start drafting financial statements and move on with that process. I guess somewhat related to that, you probably are not aware, but I just thought I'd mention it. The town has engaged its audit firm to do some additional procedures this year in relation to golf activities. And so they are kind of taking a little bit deeper dive into our contractor and asking questions, doing some additional procedures and test work. Just to ensure that that everything is above board there, and they will produce a report when those procedures are completed. Additionally, in a couple days, on Thursday, that's the deadline to submit our adopted budget for the Distinguished Budget Award with GFOA, so that's also been keeping our team busy, trying to make sure that, as you're well aware, that's a very lengthy and extensive document. So that deadline is Thursday. So we'll, that's kind of one of the standard things that we do every year is try to submit for that award, and we've been successful in achieving that for a number of years now. And then lastly, I'll just quickly mention this. There's a couple sessions ago, the Arizona Legislature passed a pension pre-funding program with ASRS. And that has not gotten a lot of traction so far statewide, but that is something that we are going to begin examining and investigating to see whether it's a good option for the town. You can expect as a commission to be involved in that process. There will probably be a tasking from the town manager similar to what we did with PSPRS. And so we just want to make sure that ensure that public resources are being, invested and utilized to the highest potential yield and to the greatest extent possible for the taxpayer. So with that, I'll yield the floor and toss it back to you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gephardt. Okay, we'll proceed for agenda item number one. Melissa, would you read the item, please?
Agenda item number one, review and approval of the June 20th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes.
Are there any questions or comments concerning the minutes? Can I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a motion from Commissioner LeMay and a second from Commissioner Carr. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's proceed to item number two, please.
Agenda item number 2, the presentation and possible discussion of the town's fiscal year 2022-2023, fiscal update through June 2023.
All right.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. I'm pleased to be presenting our financial update through June. So this is our full fiscal year. Just a couple things to start first. I'm sure you noticed our new format that we've introduced beginning with June. Some of the strong points of it are the comparison to the prior year data. That's something new that's, you know, it was another layer of analysis that we really were somewhat missing on the previous format. So we've added that and hoping that'll be helpful and useful information. But then just some change-ups in the presentation of the data, additional charts, and kind of breaking down the information and the numbers in different formats to hopefully provide more meaningful context and analysis. So we welcome your feedback. We'll be welcoming council's feedback. We may end up making some tweaks to the presentation of the data, depending on that. But we welcome your thoughts on that. I will mention we're still kind of getting used to the new format. So I did pick up on an oversight that we had on the general fund. It is on attachment A. So if you are on the uses information for the general fund, that is on, I believe it's page 6. We do have little data labels that we provide for current year actuals, and I just wanted to point out that those are not correct. Those are pointing to the revenue information. So please disregard those and accept our apologies. The actuals up in the table are correct. It's just those labels and the data in the graph is correct as well. It's just those labels that were incorrect. So I did want to point that out real quick. All right, we will jump right in. We'll start off with some highlights. We ended the fiscal year in excellent financial condition. Our revenues outperformed our budget expectations in our general fund, the highway fund, and the community center fund. We saw strong growth in state shared revenue in the general fund, but the HERF shared revenue was up about 3.5% as well. We had some expenditure savings in the general fund and the community center fund, so that helped with year-end fund balance. Some of our highlights for local sales tax. Overall, it was roughly flat to last fiscal year, although we did budget an 8% decline. That was primarily due to construction, as you can see there. Compared over actuals, you know, obviously nothing exciting. It's roughly flat, but we budgeted a good-sized decline, so prepared well there and ended up exceeding our budget expectations. Restaurant and bar was leading the growth in fiscal year 22-23 with just under 12% year-over-year. That was probably inflation, but also increased activity and increased patronage. Utilities saw about 7% growth. TEP had a rate increase, I believe, and actually that was pretty much across the board in terms of the increases there. Bed tax, we continue to see growth and improvement there, up about 3.5% over last fiscal year. Retail, the growth rate started dropping somewhat about midway through the fiscal year, so that was anticipated, about 2.3% growth over last fiscal year. And then I mentioned our construction, the large decline there you see of almost 20%, but we did budget a 24% decline in that category. All right, we'll move on to the general fund. Here's the chart comparison to last fiscal year and to our budget. You can see revenues down about 1% compared to last fiscal year, but we should keep in mind that last fiscal year did include about $5.6 million in ARPA grant revenues that we had recognized that year. We did outperform revenues in the general fund. You can see $55.4 million compared to $50.7 million. On the expenditure side, overall, we were up about 7.5%. That's due to personnel, year-over-year personnel increases, but also our large transfer. So we had a pretty sizable transfer to the capital fund, some of that ARPA funding and intentional CIP project funding. And that was offset with some year-over-year O&M differences and declines, because you may recall that last fiscal year we had our PSPRS payment, that $10 million cash reserve payment that we posted. We did budget to use fund balance of about $13.8 million in the general fund. Right now, at this point, unaudited, subject to change, but we're estimating about $6.5 million for use of fund balance, and that's just a result of those revenues outperforming expectations as well as expenditures coming in under budget. That would land us at about $23.9 million in fund balance for the fiscal year, which equates to just over 49% of budgeted expenditures in the fund, and that would exceed Council's 30% policy by about $9.4 million. Moving on to the revenues in the general fund, you can see each category there outperforming its budget expectations. So local sales tax down just a smidge over last fiscal year, but up quite a bit compared to budget. State shared revenues, we saw strong year-over-year growth in income, state income shared taxes. That's due to the allocation increase that cities and towns saw this fiscal year. But our state shared sales tax performed well against budget, too. Our licenses and permits, that overage you see there compared to budget is largely due to commercial permits and commercial activity. Residential permits, we saw about 119 single-family residential permits issued compared to our budget of 171. Interestingly enough, that category still came in slightly over budget for residential. That was probably higher valuations and some additional activity beyond just single-family permits, you know, additions and alterations and other kind of activity for that category. So our grant revenues, obviously last fiscal year, had our large ARPA amount that had posted. Intergovernmental revenues, we saw some growth in the IGA revenues that we get from the RTA for transit service. So we've seen some growth year over year in that area. Charges for services, the bulk of that amount are the charge outs to the enterprise funds for services that the general fund provides, but there are also recreation revenues in there that did quite well this fiscal year. And then other category is our interest earnings, fines, in-lieu income, other smaller categories. We have mentioned in previous financial updates that we had a rebate from AMRRP, which landed in last fiscal year, and so that had been recognized, helping to drive up that that actual figure you see of close to $1 million there. Overall, in the general fund, revenues came in about 9% over budget, so 55.4 compared to about 50.7. Moving on to the uses for the general fund, you can see fairly sizable increase over last fiscal year. That's due to full implementation of the class and compensation study that was performed. But some sizable savings compared to budget. So this last fiscal year, we really focused pension payments towards our unfunded liability in our CORP plan. And so that was our focus this last fiscal year. We did see some savings in the PSPRS area. Again, per the pension funding policy, we'll be directing excess funds towards PSPRS this fiscal year above and beyond the normal cost. So we'll continue to see those amounts in the actuals. Operations and maintenance, we came in just a smidge under budget, $11.7 million compared to $11.8 million. Again, as I mentioned, last fiscal year, that large figure has our PSPRS payment posted. Capital actuals are roughly flat to last fiscal year, up just a bit. You can see compared to budget, that large variance is the community center elevator ADA project that is rolling over, as well as our westward look improvements as well. I misspoke. That is not the community center project. That project is in our capital fund, in our community center fund. So this is primarily the rollover of the westward look improvements. And then you can see our transfers out, the large actuals, 15 point, almost 16 million compared to last year. Again, that was that dedicated $13.5 million transfer to our capital fund, but also our debt service fund as well. Moving on to the highway fund, I had mentioned our HERF revenues are up about 3.5% over last fiscal year. So you can see overall in the fund, actuals are about $4.3 million compared to $4 million last fiscal year. Expenditures up quite a bit, $4.7 million compared to $4 million. That's primarily our payment preservation program, but also some cost increases that we had anticipated and expected in operations and maintenance costs. We did budget to use fund balance of just under $500,000 in the highway fund. Because of the outperformance of revenues compared to budget and expenditures largely meeting our budget expectations, we're expecting to use about $323,000 in fund balance instead. And that would land us at about an $884,000 balance in that fund. Talking about the revenues real quick in the highway fund, I had mentioned our HERF revenues. You can see we collected $4.1 million compared to just under $4 million last fiscal year, and very, very close compared to budget. So that was a very precise estimate that we received from the state on that source. Our licenses and permits, those are our road permits that are posted in the highway fund. And then all other, we had strong growth in interest earnings in the highway fund this year, actually across our funds. And so that is largely driving that year-over-year variance you see in that category. Overall, revenues in the highway fund came in about 4.2% over budget, so $4.3 million total in the fund. Moving on to the expenditures for the highway fund, personnel was about flat to last fiscal year, just under $1.2 million. I mentioned the cost increases that we've been seeing in operating costs in this fund, so you can see those year-over-year actuals increasing. Came in just a bit over budget in our operations and maintenance costs. Capital, the large amount there is pavement preservation and any other CIP projects that we have budgeted in the fund. Utilized nearly all of that budget capacity for that category. In total, highway fund expenditures came in just a smidge over budget. The actuals coming in at 4.6 compared to 4.6, just a slight overage there. And our revenues were more than enough to cover that difference due to the growth in HERF and interest earnings. Moving on to the community center fund, revenues grew over last fiscal year, 10.2 compared to 9.6 million. We saw growth in memberships, local sales tax, nearly all of our categories positive growth over last fiscal year, so that was driving that. And our uses, we spent about $15.1 million in the fund. The large amount of that is the transfer out to the capital fund for the irrigation project. That's looking like it's going to be somewhere around $4.5 to $4.7 million when all is said and done in this fund. So we were, due to strong performance in this fund, that's fortunate that we were able to dedicate that amount to capital for that for the cost of that project. Overall, we had budgeted to spend about $4.7 million in the community center fund. We're going to use about $4.9 million, again, dedicating those excess funds over $1 million per council's direction for the irrigation project. And you can see there that the ending fund balance noted. We'll talk about the revenues real quick in the community center fund. I had mentioned the strong growth there. You can see local sales tax grew $3.7 million compared to $3.5 million. So this fund does not receive any of the construction sales tax. It only receives the rates that are at 2.5%. So it almost kind of benefited, if you will. It didn't really share in that decline in contracting. Memberships did really well, both on the town and the golf side. You can see we collected actuals about $2.1 million compared to budget of $1.7 million. And that's up fairly significantly over last year's actuals as well. Charges and fees were about flat to last fiscal year, outperformed budget quite a bit, just over $3 million compared to the $2.3 million budget. Sales is primarily food and beverage. up just a bit over last fiscal year, 1.1 compared to a million, but again, another area where we saw it exceeding budget expectations. And then miscellaneous is primarily interest earnings in the fund, but also our HOA contributions that we receive. And those came in just a bit over last fiscal year's actual. It's about $233,000. In total, the Community Center Fund saw revenues exceeding budget by about 20%, so $10.2 million collected at this point compared to $8.5 million for the budget. Finally, the uses for the Community Center Fund are personnel. We had anticipated the increase over last fiscal year. This is due to implementation of our class and comp study that was performed by our contractor. Food and beverage was about flat to last fiscal year in terms of the expenditures. You can see compared to budget, it was up, but that's really being driven by the sales and the positive revenue. Obviously, when you're getting more activity, your cost of sales are going to increase as well. Operations and maintenance in the fund, actuals were $3.4 million compared to last year's actuals of about $2.9 million. Capital, we had a pretty robust budget in the capital in the Community Center Fund for CIP projects this fiscal year. So we spent just over $1.5 million in the fund. That large variance you see there compared to budget is primarily the elevator project. Our debt service is principal and interest on our leases and any lease payments that we have in the fund. And then our transfers out, I mentioned about $4.5 to $4.7 million is what we're anticipating to direct towards the irrigation project. And then the rest of those actuals you see there is debt service in the fund. Overall, expenditures were just under $15.1 million in the fund. So that's really driven by that large transfer that we're making. And with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Any questions?
I just have one. So for the Westward Look project and the elevator project, when are those expected to be completed and reflected in the financials?
Those should be completed this fiscal year. I think Westward Look, I think those improvements are finally underway now, if I'm not mistaken, and the Community Center elevator project has been budgeted this fiscal year for completion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Same question, the irrigation.
Oh, I think your mic.
The same question. The irrigation, is that project complete or is this still ongoing?
Chair Mason, Commissioner Fortunato, phase one is complete and phase two will be completed in this new fiscal year.
And the amount of money for phase two?
We budgeted $2 million in the new fiscal year for that amount, but we did have some actuals in last fiscal year as well. It's about a 50-50 split, I believe, between the two courses, so I've got about a $4.5 million figure in my head for each course, $4 million to $4.5 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Any other questions? Do you anticipate that the construction will still kind of stay low? It went down this year. Do you kind of think it's going to stay that way?
Or yeah, Chair Mason, let me glance at what we had budgeted for this new fiscal year. Just what our expectations are. I don't think we budgeted anything exciting. We did, you know, this last fiscal year, our SFR budget was about, our single family residential permit budget was about 171. This year we budgeted 119. I'd have to look at the specifics of what we assumed for the commercial activity. So we may have more of a flat or a slight increase in last fiscal year, just when all that fleshes out. Unfortunately, I've been kicked off, I think, our network as I was sitting here presenting. But we can get you that information in terms of the growth for construction. Yeah.
Have we spent all the ARPA funds? We have another year left.
Chair Mason, we have just a little bit more of the restricted portion to spend this fiscal year. So that amount, that total restricted amount, was about $5 million or so. And we spent about $3.6 million in fiscal year 22-23. So we do have just a bit left to spend this new year.
Okay. And also, You know, golf has been doing pretty well even since the pandemic's been over. Are they still kind of predicting that golf will kind of continue on the path that it's been the last year or so?
Chair Mason, as far as I know, yes. So they were fairly conservative in their five-year forecast. It was, you know, not really anything super exciting or super outrageous in terms of growth, but there was continued growth assumed. Obviously, you know, there's positive impact from the irrigation improvements that have been done, but yeah, continued positive trends.
The new format looks very nice. How hard is that to put together, or does the system kind of just spit it out that way, or do you have to do some manipulation there to make it work?
Chair Mason, I'd say a little bit of both. There is some automation that we've fed in there, but that doesn't take the place of you know, a human review and human updates in terms of the verbiage and that kind of thing. So it's sort of a blend, but we've automated it to the extent that we can.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. And also, congratulations on another successful year. Of course, the financials status of the city keeps getting better, so that's a good thing. So thank you.
You're welcome.
If no further questions, we'll go to the council liaison comments. Mayor Whitfield.
Thank you, Chair Mason. Sure, as the commission members know, next year we'll be celebrating Oro Valley's 50th anniversary. I wanted to make you aware of a new book that was prepared by one of our residents out of Sun City, Jim Williams. He's written the first 50 years of Oro Valley. I'm about a third through the book, and I recommend it. So it's available through the Oro Valley Historical Society. I picked this up at Steam Pump Ranch at the Farmers Market. I also wanted to make you aware, I think all of you, or a good percentage of you, participated in the community engagement plan for the upcoming general plan. You may or may not be aware, but the result of that was received an award. It was named by the Arizona chapter of the American Planning Association as the winner in the public outreach category. So this bodes well as we lay the groundwork for our general planning process that will be ongoing for the next few years. Also wanted to make you aware, if you haven't had an opportunity to participate in the Community Academy, that will begin October 10th, and registration is open now. I don't know if there's a limit on registration for the Community Academy.
It's October 1st. You had to.
Was it October 1st?
You had to register.
I was thinking, I don't know if there was a cap on the number of people that can participate, but there is a. Yeah. So I would encourage you, if you haven't, I think it's a requirement serving on the commission to participate in the Community Academy. I've participated in two myself over the years, but it's certainly time well spent, and a lot of effort goes into it by town staff. And then the town recently published the reader-friendly budget for the new fiscal year, and that's on our website. And I thought you might be interested in knowing that the town was also awarded $1 million land and water conservation fund grant for the Naranja Park bike pump track skate park portion of that. So that's a significant grant towards Naranja Park, $1 million. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mayor Winfield. Are there any agenda items that people want for future meetings? Anybody have any input for that? Okay, so I guess we can go for adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
So moved. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second. Okay, so we have a motion from Commissioner LeMay to adjourn, seconded by Commissioner Carr, and we'll adjourn at 4:29. Thank you.